Hi, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Cheryl Thaxton for A Favor Life, which is the process of there, process of what we use everyday life to get to the place that God has called us to, where God uses our everyday work situations, home situations, church, family situations, and everything that we encounter to begin to shape us as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of who He is and digest the Word. And as we do, we see our lives change. The call of God for our lives is a process that we walk by faith and not by sight. It's a place that we cannot sit down and chart out step by step, because it's an everyday process, and God uses unlikely people to perform something great, to do something extraordinary for His will. And we have chosen to do that. If He did not choose us, He never would have called us, saved us, redeemed us, given us life, and spoken over us words that only He can make manifest in our lives. So we thank God that He's taking us all through the process of there, and we'll continue to grow in the process of there, because it's a place of maturity, line upon line, precept upon precept, until we are free. And God does something so, so very extraordinary by calling us to this place of faith and actually allowing us to understand and see the place that He's called us to, and know that that it is and has already worked for our good, and it's turned out in our favor. This place that we're in now, watching ordinary people in the Bible, seeing them as not superhumans, but seeing them as individuals that God has called, and watching their decisions, watching their lives, and even though they lived in a different time frame, the same situations evolve us, the same situations happen in our lives. And as we study them and we see the Word of God for their life manifest, we know that the same God that did it then is the same God that's going to do it in us. And this gives us hope, and it encourages us, and it also challenges us not to make the same mistakes, not to walk in the same mindsets that causes us to miss or have something in our life delayed that God has promised. We've been looking at the book of Exodus, and we said that the book of Exodus means so very many things. We're going to go over just a few as we before we get into the Word. But the book of Exodus is a place of exiting, the place where we stay in too long, whether it's mentally, financially, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually. It's a place that we've stayed in too long. Children of Israel stayed in Egypt too long. They were only supposed to be there for the famine. But God already knew that, and already made a way for their escape, because He knew they were going to be comfortable in a place that they should have only stayed in temporarily. It is also the place that the deliverance power of God has found you, and God Himself shows up, and He's the I Am that will deliver you. It is a place where you win a great long-awaited victory, a battle by trusting God and walking by faith. It is a place of a great fight against a strong ruler, a king, a principality, a territorial python, a boa in the spirit realm that tries to squeeze the life, hope, faith, and strength out of you. It's a place of hardship with hard taskmasters who inflict pain to try to keep you broken, and keep you weak, and keep you in a place where you can't go forward, that you don't have strength, that your faith fails you, that your strength fails you. But God comes in and shows up as the deliverer. It is a place where God hears your cry and comes down to see about you. He looks over your situation. The place where God speaks to you and answers you with a word of promise and life. The place where God is your deliverer, and He gives a deliverer for you. What I mean by that is God is your deliverer. He Himself is coming down, but He births a deliverer, preserves that deliverer's life, and holds and houses that deliverer to the time that he must appear or she must appear to be the person or to help lead you or help fulfill the deliverance power of God in your life. It is a place where God shows up as the mighty strong arm and strong tower, where you see your enemies fall before you, and you see them no more in your life. It's a place where God plagues your enemies, but gives you peace and satisfaction as you're waiting on the completion of what He's promised. It is a place where God opens up something great to do something greater, in your life that your enemies can cross over into, the place where God demonstrates his power and proves his word over your life, the place of supernatural power, supernatural acts, and supernatural provision, the place where Egypt's hold is broken. The oppression, the slavery, the bondage is broken. Egypt is as a thief because he steals from you. It is a place where Pharaoh's commands are destroyed. Pharaoh's commands are the commands to kill. It's the command of death and destruction, annihilation. It's a place where generational chains are broken. Freedom, liberty, restoration, salvation, grace, mercy, promise, and redemption are given. It's the covenant place of fulfillment. The mind of God and the will of God are revealed to you. It's the place of overwhelming victory and crossing over into all that God has promised. It's the place of exchange, release of wealth and prosperity, place of corporate blessings and releases. It's the place of new realities, new life, new walk, new provision, new relationships, new mindset, new abundance, new overflow, new food, spiritual and natural. It's a place of new enemies and giants. It's the place of letting go of the former, the old lifestyle, old mindsets, habits, behaviors, idols, sins, people who won't shift but hinder you from your shift. The place of letting go of old memories of pain, hurts, and losses. It's a place of warning and obedience. Don't desire Egypt, the familiar place, more than the promise. Don't tempt God, but obey him. It's a place where God openly defends you and defeats your enemies that come against you before your face. It is a place where God surrounds you with the divine protection that is seen and visible day and night to comfort and reassure you that he's with you. It's the place of a new land with new fruit and a new harvest, a new generation. It's the place where God does something in your life and in your spirit that you had never seen or had ever done before, but now you're ready to allow him to do it. It's the place where you hear from God. It's a Mount Sinai experience. It's the place where you know God as holy. You learn of him as holy. You know him in a way that you've never known him before, and you draw nigh to him. You're willing to shift. You're willing to change. You're willing to go higher. You're not worried or fearful about the cost or what's going to happen, but you trust that the same God that has allowed you to have this experience is going to journey you through and take you to the place of possessing, of becoming, of looking just like him. It is the place where your enemies' weapons and words that were against you are now going back to the enemy's house and the enemy's kingdom and the enemy's people. This place of Exodus is a place where we see God really do something wonderful. We see that God himself has raised Moses up, and Moses represents a great deal. He represents a leader who's seen in two different facets. He's seen as strong when he's in Egypt. He's seen as knowledgeable and wise. But whenever he falls through killing one of the Egyptians, we see him on the other side of the mountain, now weak and a place where he's unlearned, and he acts as if he cannot speak, because the blow that came to him tried to shake who he was. And when you are a leader, you sometimes have to understand there will be blows in your Exodus process that will come to shake you, but don't forget who you are. Don't forget what God has spoken to you. Don't forget the promise. Don't forget how he's shaping you. Don't forget the call. Don't forget that he's going to be the one that's going to demonstrate his power, even though the blow came to shake your confidence, to make you look at yourself different, to make you think that you're insufficient. Go back and look at the word that's been spoken, because the word is a strong tower. It is a place that you can run and hide and find your security, your restoration, and all that you need. Pray that you've enjoyed this 15 minutes of empowerment. We'll be back tomorrow to say what the Lord is saying, going deeper into this Exodus lesson and learning all that God has for us. Be encouraged in the Lord, and thank you for joining me for Favor Life.